Let's go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills earned a little bit of revenge, didn't they? They played the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs last year, lost, but yesterday they come away with a victory. Break it all down for us.
Yeah, and Friday said that despite the 3-7 records for each team, this game was kind of filled with some subplots and intrigue, and boy, did it deliver on the fun factor. With the Bills getting a 24-21 win, which gave them their second straight victory, and as a quick refresher, not only did the Jaguars beat the Bills in last year's wild card game, but for some reason Jacksonville's resident loudmouth Jalen Ramsey decided to throw some gasoline on the bitterness fire by calling Bills quarterback Josh Allen trash earlier in the year. So with all that, there was understandably some bad blood between the two teams, and really showed once again as the game began, both teams just seemed to play through the whistle. And quite frankly, there's no shortage of unsportsmanlike type penalties. Some of it was certainly deserved. I just have to say that I thought this game was poorly officiated, as the refs just seemed to call everything, even when it wasn't quite warranted in my view. And in an exciting game like that, all it does is just slow things down. Refs become a focal point. And there's a difference between, you know, the kind of protection for player safety and over-officiating. And yesterday, I think, fell in that latter category. But despite all the stoppages, the energy was infectious and the crowd really got into the game, particularly at what can only be described as the emotional and, I guess, practical turning point. When the teams were tied 14-14 late in the third quarter, it appeared Jaguars were about to go ahead on a long touchdown pass. But after what looked like a rare football brawl that ensued, the touchdown was overturned. One player from each team was ejected, including arguably the Jaguars' best player, running back Leonard Fournette. And instead of a touchdown, a series of great defensive plays by the Bills, along with a few Jaguars penalties. And Jacksonville, they found themselves facing a 42-yard field goal that they couldn't convert. And just like that, the Bills turned that good fortune into a touchdown of their own on the next drive. And despite a final effort at the end to make it close, Bills never looked back in controlling the game from that reverse Jacksonville touchdown, and the fans were right there with them, making plenty of noise, and despite less than a full house. But it was a fun game, to be sure.
All right, nice to have a fun game, get a win and all that. That, though, leaves the Bills with five games remaining. How does this all fit into the bigger picture?
Yeah, Bills are now 4-7, still firmly on the outside looking in when it comes to any playoff picture relevance this year. But as I said on Friday, these remaining games are primarily about the development of quarterback Josh Allen. And yesterday, I thought he had a nice game. It wasn't great, but he was playing the league's third best pass defense and showed he's trending in the right direction with a game to build upon. He did miss some easy throws, but he also had way too many drops by his receivers. And despite all that, he made some throws that showed why he was the seventh overall pick, highlighted by an early 75-yard touchdown pass that was just a perfect throw in the face of heavy pressure nonetheless. Overall, Allen was just 8 of 19 for 160 yards with one passing touchdown, but he also added 99 yards and another touchdown on the ground. So 259 yards of offense with two TDs and no interceptions is a really solid first game back to build upon for the young passer. Again, he's got some work to do, but I saw a lot more positive than negative, and I think that the team will like to see that, obviously. And as usual, the Bills' defense was excellent. Despite giving up tons of rushing yards early, they adjusted, recovered well, and again, not having to face Leonard Fournette certainly didn't hurt. So that's two wins in a row for the Bills, and while they're not quite matching the Sabres yet, what they've done recently, there were plenty of bright spots to build upon yesterday.
I'd like to hear that for sure, and Matt, we'll have you back here later this week when we once again go beyond the playbook. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.